Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a cloudy and cool start to the long weekend in Gauteng. By this afternoon, we can also expect isolated showers and thundershowers over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria going up to 22, Joburg and Polokwane 21, Mbombela 23, Emalahleni 18 and Rustenburg a high of 26 degrees.
In Midrand on the N1 southbound, the stationary vehicle before the Buccleuch interchange, all lanes are open, but traffic is moving quite slowly.
The Department of Health has urged the public to be vigilant after the confirmation of 3 more cases of mpox. All 3 were detected in Ekurhuleni in Gauteng. One of the cases is a 14-year-old. The department has activated outbreak response teams in the province for contacting, tracing and case investigation in the affected areas. And the Swedish government will meet food industry giants in that country today to discuss soaring food costs and rising consumer anger in the Nordic country. Food prices in Swedish grocery stores have risen by 19.1% over the past 2 years and have sparked a viral online campaign calling for a boycott of Sweden's main grocery chains this week in a bid to get them to lower their prices. Sweden is the 4th happiest country in the world, according to the new World Happiness Report released early this morning. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, it was the young athletes that shone brightest at the Athletic South Africa Grand Prix 2 meeting at UJ last night, with Bayanda Walaza and Dumira Mokopa setting national under 20 records. 19-year-old Walaza turned his attention to the 200 meters. He finished in 20.08 seconds ahead of Lucky Molenyane and Lukolo Adams, who was in third. And even though she didn't win her race, 17-year-old Ramakopa claimed second in the 100 meters hurdles, slicing off 0.13 seconds of the SA junior record. Marianne Free won that race in a season best 12.69 seconds. Elsewhere, African record holder Ferdinand Omanyala won the men's 100 meters in 10.08 seconds. And continues today, and great to see the young stars come to the fore. The race to elect the 10th president of the International Olympic Committee will come to an end today. IOC members will cast their ballots. Despite media speculation, none of the candidates, and the 7 of them, appears to have an outright advantage. Voting will be begin at 4 o'clock South African time, but we'll be keeping a close eye on Kirsty Coventry, the former Olympic swimmer and Minister for Sport in Zimbabwe, who serves on the IOC's executive board, could be the first woman to head up the Olympic Committee. And the 2027 Tour de France will start in Edinburgh, with the first of 3 stages taking place in Scotland, England and Wales. That's according to the organisers yesterday. It'll be the 3rd start from the UK, following those from London in 2007 and Yorkshire back in 2014. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Switching the sessions for you.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder.
Laughing in my classes while I was skiing.